forces agreed on Wednesday to a 24-hour ceasefire starting at 6 p.m. following a days-long power struggle and bloody clashes with the army. Many people VOA spoke with say they do not put faith in the ceasefire. The International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, is again calling for immediate humanitarian access as fighting continues to rage in Sudan. A news release says hospitals in the capital are dangerously low on medical supplies, while damage to the water and energy infrastructure has left medical facilities without power and clean water. Parts of Darfur have also seen a breakdown in law and order in recent days. The ICRC says their urgent priority is to get medical assistance to hospitals and make repairs to water and power lines. A delay in the court hearing for a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more on that.
A judge has delayed the hearing for 21-year-old Jack Teixeira to give the defense more time to prepare. Teixeira was charged last week with unauthorized retention and transmission of classified national defense information. He was supposed to appear in Boston federal court on Wednesday. The defense asked the judge to delay the hearing for about 2 weeks. A new date has not been set. Teixeira is accused of sharing highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other top national security issues in a chat room on Discord, a social media platform that started as a hangout for gamers. I'm Mike Hempen.
For the latest on that story, what's happening in Ukraine, Sudan, and even more, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Alabama teenagers have been taken into custody and charged with murder in a shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party, a state police spokesperson said on Wednesday. Four high school seniors died in the shooting. 32 others were wounded. The suspects were arrested and charged with four counts of reckless murder, a police sergeant said during a news conference. He appealed to people who attended the party.
It's going to take personal courage of the individuals that were there that night to come forward, come talk to law enforcement, tell the truth. We need that information.
The district attorney of Alabama's 5th Judicial District said the two suspects would be charged as adults. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to rule on abortion pill restrictions while a lawsuit continues. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The justices are expected to issue an order today in a fast-moving case from Texas in which abortion opponents are seeking to roll back FDA approval of the drug mifepristone, which won approval in 2000. Conditions on the drug's use have been loosened in recent years, including making it available by mail in states that allow access. The Biden administration and the drug maker want the Supreme Court to reject limits on mifepristone's use imposed by lower courts. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria say Boko Haram militants in the past week destroyed hundreds of homes in large-scale attacks that killed at least six villagers and two soldiers and left thousands homeless. Cameroon's government says troops retaliated Wednesday morning. More from VOA's Moki Edwin Kinzeka.
Gedjo Salomon is Cameroon's official in charge of agriculture in Mayomo Scooter, where he spoke by phone Wednesday to VOA. He says the militants looted markets, ranches, farms, and shops and sent villagers fleeing for safety. Salomon says Cameroon's military chased the militants back across Nigeria's border into Borno State, the birthplace of Boko Haram. Cameroon's government says at least 12 militants were killed on Wednesday morning in a military raid on its side of the border. VOA could not independently verify the number of casualties. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Presidents, Holocaust survivors, and their descendants on Wednesday commemorated the 80th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising with a poignant sense that the responsibility for carrying on the memory of the Holocaust is passing from the witnesses to younger generations. There are no surviving fighters still alive. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.